Hello and good evening. We are settling in for another profound ceremony together. So let's make sure we get grounded and calm our nervous system and enter the ceremony with self-respect, with your authenticity intact, and with your self-love pervading your being from the cells throughout your whole body and surrounding you. Find yourself gathering all your energy back to you and to your fullness of being. So, when I say gathering your energy back, it doesn't mean like pulling on your energy. It means relaxing into the center of your being so that your energy is attracted back to you. So you become this magnetic center that draws the wholeness of your being back to you. So it's easy from the way we were raised to take the phrase, draw your energy back to you, as something that you pull on or exert some kind of effort to do. But from the spiritual point of view, it's something you relax into. And as you relax into yourself, you're drawing your wholeness back to you just by being in your center. So we always have to reinterpret spiritual guidance so that it's not seen or viewed through the lens of our Western culture. This is very, very important, and you need to do it for yourself. No one else is going to do it for you, and you need to start seeing how you do that and then practice shifting out of it. This is a very important teaching. Because if you take the teachings from the higher spiritual guides and interpret them through the linear, materialistic, pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality, you'll just keep, and I know this from my own experience. I'm not saying that I don't know this. I banged my head against the wall for years, like ending up at dead ends in my meditations and in my understanding until I learned how to step out of the predominant cultural viewpoint and soften back into myself, allowing my wholeness to recoagulate within me and around me. And that's one of the dangers, I would say, or the challenge of working with spiritual teachings in our culture. And so, as you listen to different people lead meditations or watch your YouTube videos and whatever, it's try to discern how they're approaching teaching and talking about spirituality. It's a good practice. Does anyone have any comments about that or? Thoughts? Can you notice it in yourself?
I did notice a tendency at first to do the draw, but yeah, I mean, as you speak, the easing in just makes so much more sense, and it just yeah, I like that sense of it's almost like gravity that just kind of pulls it in naturally when I'm more aligned and in tune, as opposed to trying to again stretch it and pull it and confound it in the process.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a beautiful way of describing it. How's your practice of painting and fixing going with your grounding, Mark?
I spent the whole day doing that, and I got a lot done, and I for the most part was pretty centered during the process. Every once in a while, like, I kind of lost, that perspective, but was able to draw it back in. So yes,
Beautiful. And your
I'm doing,
daughter,
yeah, much better.
the frequency of the house and the rooms that you're painting for your daughter are going to carry a beautiful frequency because of that.
Yeah, the house has come back to that, which is nice. This is the original house that she was born in, so it's kind of it's so it's making a full circle. It needed a lot of love, so it's gotten that.
I really want you to appreciate the frequency that you're putting into those walls and how that's going to hold her. Not just the legacy of it, but what you're actually doing by performing this work from more and more of that grounded place. You're like blessing the house for her.
I like that. Yeah. And I do kind of sense that too, especially as things have matured in the process here of and its original beauty is coming back. I do sense that.
Wonderful. It's one of the best gifts you could give her. Okay, how about anyone else? How was our week in the chrysalis? In the cocoon. No one wants to speak up about it. There were some remarks on the comments page.
Hey,
I will
Sarah.
come back and say something. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, finish, Mark, and
I
then we'll
just
go.
wanted to say that noticed a lot of resistance. I mean, I'm sticking with it, but since it's not active, since it's more relaxing, I'm noticing some challenges with that, but I'm sticking with it regardless, and it helps to practice in the middle of the night when I'm waking up, because I'm in a more receptive state, so I make a lot of progress in those periods.
Okay. I can tell from your energy that you are. Okay, Mark, you were going to finish.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I as I put it on the page, I can see more clearly the patterns that are that interrupt the flow for me. And it's really a strong one. And I went through that this week, and it was again one of those situations where I've kind of interpreted the way things would run, and it didn't go, it went just the opposite way. It was like a very nice event. So I'm it's like it's shining a light on it, which is nice, because it helps me see the pattern and to dismantle it.
That's terrific because we don't usually like to see those patterns. We try with all our might not to see them. And
But
that, yeah, go ahead.
yeah, I'm just saying it gives me a headache sometimes. So I see them and I feel them both. So it's like, okay, I'm like, I can see how I'm spinning myself, and it's like, this is not helping me in this moment. So it's time to stop this pattern.
So this is important that you brought that up, and I think someone else was coming on the line, but as we attend to this practice of grounding and connecting with Mother Earth and our own feminine energy and the flow of the energy within us, we are going to find out those places that snag us and the ones that make us wince and feel bad about ourselves and feel like, oh, I'm doing everything wrong and all the bad stuff I've done in my life and how am I ever, going to be able to do this? And it's meant to illuminate these dark corners and the energy will take care of them. Your job is to allow them to surface without mangling them, without adding all kinds of judgments and opinions to them. If you can allow them to rise in a neutral space and ground with your energy and allow it to flow through you, that energy is so intelligent that while you're just holding that in the lightest way, that energy is going to transform anything that's heavy and dark. It may take several, it could take a couple weeks, it could take an hour, it can take 6 months, but it will do it. And the reason you want to do it that way is these heavier conditioned programs in us, they can't be routed out just by talking and thinking about them. They have to be transformed by a greater intelligence. And so our job is to just hold it lightly so that the energy will know what to do, where to go. And the energy can take it through several permutations, several layers of energetic clearing and surgery. It can bring situations into your life that bring these things to a head or kind of urge you into trying something new because nothing else is working. And this is the beauty of the energy that comes up from the heart of the mother. And it's also the terrifying part, the part we don't want to look at. And yet, that is how we evolve on the spiritual path. Everything that is a snag in our being, everything that's hiding, that's heavy and dark, needs to come into the light. And this energy that rises up through us will take it into the light. Let's let that settle in here. And of course, if you need some help from a therapist or some kind of energy work or body work, you'll know to ask for that kind of help. And this becomes the journey. And if we have so much self-loathing and are afraid of self-correction, that stalls our evolution. It stalls our expansion. So, however much we expand if there are things that are we're avoiding or not willing to look at with compassion for ourselves, we're just going to be pulled back, and situations in our life will come up that'll get more and more dramatic the longer we avoid them. How's this sitting?
This is Penny. You were kind enough to titrate for me my process, and I don't remember if it was the last class or this class. I have literally forgotten, but you titrated my process to the point where I was able to be gratified by it, something that I am uniquely irresponsible about taking credit for anything. And you helped me to see that within the process is the ultimate solution. I am so grateful for that piece. And I'm also really grateful that I have been allowed to take this in a way that is gratifying for me. I am so pleased to get it. It just makes me happy.
Well, I couldn't be happier for you. Really. Thank you. Noelle, are you on here? I saw your comment, and could you kind of review that comment because it was interesting, and I'd like to go into it a little more.
I can try. Essentially, I was saying that I wasn't feeling fear or resistance this week. That instead of feeling that, it feels almost like I went into a freeze mode and I just went offline. I just felt very overwhelmed by everything. I felt like it was all too much. I felt sort of like a robot, like my brain wasn't there and I'm just walking through the motions. So I just felt like it was an interesting experience this week being in this process.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's a very familiar a place to be, I would say. I would put that in the category of, that confusion and fear of change, okay? That would be another that freeze dissociation, you're dissociating in a way. And I was glad that you mentioned that because it's good to point that out. That is your, that's the way your being is handling the terror of some kind of feeling that trauma is going to come up, right? And so it's good to kind of ride through that, but it's the same, it's equivalent to the discomfort that everyone else is feeling being in the middle of this transformational chrysalis, okay? So someone else who's frustrated, someone else who's angry, someone else who's, pounding down the walls, or that's an equivalent response. And it's good for you to recognize that as your response, or someone who goes into their addiction, or someone who takes out their anger on blaming someone else. So for you to recognize when you go into that space that something's going to be coming up, and it is going to free you. You're not going to get stuck in that. But that might be your way, okay? And it's important to know how each of us does this. And that is certainly one of the ways that kind it is a type of resistance, okay? But it's okay. I mean, it's none of this is fun to be in the middle of this chrysalis. No one really likes it, like I said last week. But for you to recognize that is important. So remember how I refer to the creaky gate when I say I come back into myself, and there's always this uncomfortable place when I'm returning to myself that feels like really rusty, like am I gonna be able to swing all the way back? Knowing those places is what you need to know. You just need to know, okay, this is where I am with it. I'm in process, even though it seems like I'm frozen. And then you start to know what kind of things help you, whether you need some body work, whether you need to talk to someone, whether, whatever it is. But to know that that's your process is important. And I want other people to hear that that is one of the ways to react to something that you just don't want to deal with in yourself, that something's going to be coming up to get freed up. You have to remember that it's trying to get freed up. It's not trying to stay stuck. So if we're frustrated and confused and all of that, that's part of the transformational process. And learn to love it and accept it and get to know your own process. Okay. So I'm familiar with what I could relate easily to what you said for myself. So just know that and
Thank you.
know, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anyone else?
This is Michelle. And I can relate to the freeze mode. So I was grateful to hear that. But one of the shifts that I experienced in this week is that Mother Earth's energy is not traumatizing. We may have experienced mother in other ways that energy that was, but for me to know that in this deeper way has been very important. There's none of the heaviness with that energy. And her energy can see the whole of us as we are, the whole of me as I am, without judgment. without criticism, without trauma. So those overlays have started to dissolve for me, and I'm grateful for that.
That's huge for you.
Yep.
And by the way, you had your knee replacement. Carla's having one today, I think. So we can send some light to her. I think she requested the light on the page, but we have another knee replacement going on in
Good.
the group. That is, I'm just touched by it, Michelle, because if someone can go beyond all the human trauma that we experience in life and just the dissociative way we live and start to feel that love, it's just so important and meaningful to be able to discern that and trust it, because I hear in your voice that you're starting to trust it. And that's huge.
And then it freed me and is freeing me from my patterns and behaviors of managing myself in that relationship. So it's not necessary. So it feels pretty good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else?
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really relating to all of the things that you are describing of the process. This week, somehow, I have felt a greater capacity to maybe interrupt some old patterns, old maybe ways of thinking, and recognize them faster. And then tonight, hearing what you said before everybody started to share about I have definitely seen some of those rough edges in new ways, not necessarily completely new things. But I don't know, like just it's different. Something's different about kind of what's coming up, the way it's coming up, the way that I'm seeing it. And I have had moments that it was difficult, but I've also had moments like what you were describing and hearing your words of, our job is to let them rise and to hold it in the lightest way. I loved when you said that. And that this the greater intelligence that, will work it through. And I felt my body relax when I heard you saying those things tonight. In a way that I haven't been familiar with. There's a way in which I would move into that self-judgment. I would move into the panic of perfectionism. And if I don't get this right, I'll be abandoned. I'll be, whatever all the fears are, I'll be all alone. I have to do this right. And so this energy that I feel like I've, lived with most of my life of stress, tension. I haven't felt that as much this week. And then again tonight, I kind of saw maybe part of why. And there's just a little glimmer of, I don't have to work so hard. And this is right. It's okay. I can see those things that are coming up, and I can know that they will be transformed if I can be present and allow and tap into the frequencies of courage and bravery and let it be okay. So something there's a lot happening that I don't even fully, I don't know. It's like there aren't words, it's like, huh, something feels different. So I think that that's just the process of being in the chrysalis. And I, at this point, I am mostly liking it. And I've had kind of a rough 5 months, and I've been challenged to learn how to become more and more comfortable in the unknown. And I have not liked that. That the process over these months that I have been in has been very, much what you were describing and what people have described with the discomfort. But I don't know, whether it's a reprieve, whether it's a true shift, what in and out, whatever. But I'm grateful for moments that feel different than my past. So thanks.
Yeah, that freshness feels really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyone else? Think it's important to identify these uncomfortable transitional phases. So that you understand, we understand how we go through transformation. How you go through it, how I go through it, how each person goes through it. It's important to understand how you personally do it. What kind of tantrums you throw, what you get stuck on, what fears you have, all that kind of stuff, how it all comes out. The words in your head, the tension in your body. If we don't name it, identify it, know it as a transitional phase in a process, we'll keep trying to bury it and block it and stop it. But if we understand it as part of this transformational process, which, I've come to understand where I am when I start acting out in weird ways and feeling uncomfortable and discombobulated, I go, oh, you know what? I'm in one of those phases. And it can last a couple months, can last a year. This one's lasted all year. And the more I identify it, the more I go through it, the more comfortable I am and trust how eventually it will shift into something more enlivened with more light, more expansion. So it would be a good journaling exercise to spend some time identifying your particular transformation process in all of its humanness. And in all of its lightness. Like, for instance, are you a dreamer? Okay. I'm not. I am not someone who gets anything hardly from dreams. It's really rare. Ken is a dreamer. He gets a lot. Mark is a dreamer. Are you a dreamer? Do you get a lot of information and teaching through your dreams? Do you get a lot through your body? You find yourself holding yourself in tense positions? And where are they in your body? And can you lovingly enter into those spaces and ask your body what it's trying to tell you? What message is coming from your body? Are you someone who gets angry and blamey and frustrated? And do you pause to say, oh shit, I'm in that place again? I must be going through something here. Do you start going down rabbit holes? Like just information, 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 as another way of kind of dissociating. Start identifying your process so that you can be comfortable with it. We have to be able to be comfortable with transformation. You can't be doing all these practices that we're doing. You can't be grounding with Mother Earth and not expect to change. She is going to change you. And she's going to change you in ways that are more whole, more in harmony, and less linear, which means that you have to start being comfortable and find ways of being with your multidimensional self. And not feel like you're going to be left out of the world because you are allowing your multidimensional self to fill out in your being. It is scary to detach from the conditioned culture. But the more you identify your process, and the more you feel that love and being held by Mother Earth, it'll allow you to be comfortable with who you are. And I'm just wondering how many of you have had very incredible, expansive peak experiences and what you've done with them. Like, have you allowed them to breathe into your being? Have you allowed them to become part of you? Or are they kind of pushed to the side because it's too scary to allow that consciousness to come into you? Who's this?
This
Rochelle.
is, yes, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I had at the beginning, like after our session last week, I had a beautiful experience of, well, the first I listened to the recording of the first one. And I had a like a feeling of showering of like golden light. And then the second, I was actually able to attend that the second time. I saw it's in the middle of the night, I will have visions like it looked like a light fountain. I don't know, was the images that were coming to me like a fountain of light, and it was very peaceful and blissful. And then last night I had a I've had these experiences before, but the experience was darker. It's like an inky, which always brings up a little bit of fear for me, the dark. But as it was happening, I just kind of told myself, well, I didn't tell myself. It was like, if you're not of the light, if you're not for my good, then you don't have permission to be here. But there was another layer that was aspect of, no, I think this is good. This might be the cocoon. This might be the liquefying. And I could feel energy coming up through the soles of my feet and through my legs. And I thought, oh, this is the Mother Earth energy. At least that was the way I was experiencing it. And it was heavily in my lower, like from the heart down. So I thought, wow, that's some transformation is happening there. So it helped to relieve the initial fear, because one is definitely the first two experiences were much more upper chakras and a lot more energy, light energy coming in. This was a very different kind of, I've had experiences like it, but I don't know how to, there's a fear that comes up. So,
Right. You described the process beautifully. And it sounded like you are very much in your adult self and able to allow the process to keep moving. That was a beautiful experience of allowing that for the initial fear of the dark energy to start to inform you and guide you and allow whatever was going to be in that unknown to continue its process. But let me ask you the question. When you felt the fountain of, when you saw the fountain of light, was that within you or was that a vision outside of you?
it happens, like I call it my mind's eye. I'm not really seeing it outside, but there's something, like it feels almost like I'm watching something in my mind's eye unfold. And it's purely like a geometric experience. It's not, I can feel energy and I can see, but I'm not really hearing anything. It's, and it seems within. I know I'm not seeing something outside because my eyes are closed.
So do you have a sense of it interacting with your being as being part of your being coming into that's the toroidal field that you're seeing.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that toroidal field expands around us 360 degrees with that central axis and opens up the crown chakra to the light that's coming from above. And then it keeps going until it transforms into the Merkaba, the geometric icosahedron, that multidimensional triangular energy. So that's a very transformative energy.
It's well, you have a very powerful energy that I feel. Right now, as we're talking, I feel lots of shifts happening in my midline and even in my body. Interesting.
So you're used to working, Rochelle's new to the class. So you're used to working with your midline energy,
Yes.
what I call the axis, okay?
Yeah.
And so the more we are comfortable with that midline and get to know it, that is where the central consciousness of our being flows through. And so that's when we ground, we're actually bringing the energy in that's going to bring that midline into activation and become the predominant consciousness of our being. And that's what integrates all the chakras into one consciousness.
And that I do feel like is hap I feel like this was the piece that was missing for me, was the connection with Mother Earth. It was a little, it was actually too top heavy, and my body couldn't. But now I feel like, oh, I'm really feeling balance. So I'm appreciating it deeply. So thank you.
Yeah, that's you're doing beautifully with it. And then because you were doing that, so the first two experiences, and I want to illustrate this with your experience. You had those beautiful experiences, and then because you gave yourself to that consciousness, that's what allowed something heavier, darker to come up. And that's what also allowed you to be able to hold that until it shifted, until you could realize that you weren't afraid of it and allow it to shift. So by having those higher frequency, good, positive experiences, that's what unearthed some of the what you call the darker experience to be cleared. So there's a direct relationship between experiencing those peak experiences and then going through, oh shoot, like another clearing. But that's what it'll create.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Like, I've been curious about what exactly those experiences were. But I thank you for that framing. It really does. I
Thank
like
you.
that going forward, having that framing
Great.
experiences. Thank you.
Yes. So, everyone else, take note of this. It's like when you have a lot or enjoy some really good flow peak experiences, those are going to lead to further clearing. So, don't think that you've lost something. Your experience the effect of having had those peak experiences because they're not allowed going to allow you to stay where you were. They're going to create situations that are going to make you change. So see how it all ties in together? I know on the spiritual path, a lot of times we're just grasping to feel better. And when we have a peak experience and everything really flows and feels good, we're so happy to have that and relieved that we're out of the state of suffering or discomfort. But also know that that is going to lead to further clearing, to further removal of any obstruction so that you begin to live more and more often in that peak experience. But even the more you live in it, there's always more to come up, and it will. But you just get used to what comes up and know for yourself what you need to do for you when something wants to clear, and you'll start recognizing the little signs that something's coming. And you'll feel confident that you know how to work with it. But note how we try to grab onto those peak experiences and hold on to them as if anything less than that, or that anything less than that is not good, or that they're not going to change us in some way. They are going to change us. And whatever you're holding on to really tightly is going to be challenged. Anything else coming up?
Hi, Sarah. It's Krishna.
Hi.
I am finding that I'm having a very hard time when I listen to others articulating what happens to me during the week. I had a very profound week, both in meditation and not in meditation. I hear voices that are explaining how the world works to me and how I fit into that. And I noticed all week, and it just hit me right now that I have been really cold before I go to bed. So I've been wearing like heavy, fluffy socks and mittens to bed. I'm almost like as if I'm cocooning myself all week in bed. And that's when I'm having these voices speak to me. And they tell me things. And that, so that's what's been happening all week, but I have a hard time explaining it.
You just explained it.
Okay.
And it might be that your explain it is helping you because you're explaining it in a community that would understand the shorthand of what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Whereas another community might not understand that, and like think you're crazy or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe I think I am, and I think I that's part of it.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens when you start letting go of, holding tight to the societal conditioning. Things start happening. And if you are hearing and listening and being taught by a guide, you go with it. And
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. Yeah.
yeah, and let it unfold and get to know what's happening. So do you get freezing cold right before you go to bed? I mean, I wear fluffy socks too. I get cold feet, but my hands are okay.
Before I get into bed, I mean, I read a lot before I go to bed, so, but it's when I'm getting into bed.
And then do you ever warm up?
Yes. By the time I'm about to fall asleep, I warm up and I take off the gloves and the socks. I've just never worn gloves to bed. I just think it's
No,
really
right.
strange. But it's made
And
me feel so comfortable. So.
But that's what I mean about getting to know your process. So right now, this is your process. And that's okay. I mean, as long as you don't freeze to death, but
Yeah.
but that happens to be your process right now, okay?
Okay. Yes.
And I would go with it. As long as you're medically fine and
Yeah.
everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm medically fine. I'm just cold.
Right. But it's not unusual for our bodies like to go into that state where you actually hear the guidance. Your body might have to go into kind of a stasis kind of state, you know what I mean? Like it really like you're starting to separate off from the body a bit, which is fine. And so it can get cold like that.
Interesting.
Right? Like if you're going into an operating room and they're going to put you under, I remember getting cold, not just because the room was cold, but because they were putting me under. There's a moment where I felt really cold. And so that is part of right now how your body is responding to being able to go into a consciousness that's different from your regular embodied consciousness.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And it seems to me that you might be, you're probably out of body more. You know what I mean? You might be
Yes.
having out of body experience while you're in that listening state.
Yeah, and
Okay.
in the listening state, I communicate, like I ask questions, get answers. Okay. Yeah, okay.
And that's part of your process. That's really yours. Embrace
Well,
it.
that's great. Now I can
Okay.
identify it.
Yeah. And we can scare ourselves with some of the,
Yeah.
some of the things that happen. I get pretty scared up. But that is part of the process, and allowing it to go to its full expression so that you learn what you're supposed to learn from it. I go for that. No
Yeah, and
matter.
I was happy to when you did say to just hold it lightly too, because I was getting overwhelmed a bit by it. So like, what do I do now? I have to do this. Oh my. But now I'm just gonna let it be.
And know that it's unfolding.
Yeah.
There's not an end all be all to it. Because we tend to want to make it the end all be all. And so, however you're interpreting the world right now, I guarantee you it is going to change.
Okay.
It will evolve
Yeah, okay. Good.
because the world is changing second by second right now.
Yes, I can see that.
But if it helps you feel your coherence day to day, that's really helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. These are really good things to discuss here, because a lot was coming up this week. It seems like this year the second class in a series is always the one that kind of fractures us. That what the energies that come in always kind of say, change us really in a big way. And then we're kind of putting it all together after that. And then that's what last week did. That's why I called it being in the chrysalis. You're disintegrating into mush and not knowing where you're going. And now it's time to embrace that, understand it as part of your process. And that transformation includes going through that uncomfortable stage. You can't avoid it. And you have to learn how to be an adult with it. Learn how to regulate your nervous system, be able to carry on with your life, while all this is going on. How do we feel about that?
It makes sense to me. And I think by doing it, it's just going to help me grow and expand. So it's a matter of embracing it and not avoiding it. So I'm looking forward to being more present with it. And I think it is going to change me in ways that I really want to change anyways.
We have to get pretty sober about this transformation because it is happening. We're in the middle of it. And learning how to keep our nervous systems healthy and regulated and being able to maintain kind of an even keel within ourselves while this is all going on is it's challenging. And it's important to know how to do. And that's where the grounding comes in. That's when we're in our most discombobulated state. Even if you just try to ground, try to feel your feet, it's going to stabilize you and give you safety amidst all this change. As we're approaching the solstice and the December energy, I feel like November has given us a little reprieve. And as we approach the solstice, it's going to get really powerful. Oh, and by the way, let's see, I put up the solstice evening meditation and now the, you can register for it, but I am, and I think I mentioned this before, but I'm ready to put up a day-long immersion on that Sunday, the 21st, a solstice immersion that'll go from like 10 to 4:35, and then there'll be the evening ceremony. So I'll have that up in the next day or two. Because I think the solstice requires a very, a lot of attention and a lot of support to go through it. So that'll be up in the next couple of days. Okay, anything else? We'll go into our ceremony here.
I was just going to say, Sarah, I appreciate your candidness about the nervous system and doing your best sometimes, because I felt like mine today was really struggling to regulate. And it took me a while just now to relax and kind of come into coherence. So I appreciate you saying that. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, it's better than nothing, and it's like I feel calmer now, so that's a win.
Yes, good. Yes. When I look at the bigger picture of the group, so I'm looking at the like the big arc of our classes and kind of reading the energy of the arc of the class. So when I say last week, you know, was really a fracturing, a big punch to the center of our being, and that people arriving tonight are actually in maybe in a state you know or don't know of having been fractured a bit, to having some of you part of you blown to bits. And we needed to address it and identify it and name it, because you can be experiencing something and not relate it to what happened in the meditation last week. And so the group is on the bigger arc starting to come into more of a harmony. There's a lot of energy coming in to help bring each person into more harmony within themselves. And so we are moving forward, even though we've been talking the whole night. That's really good, but there's also these energies that are working with us to kind of soothe some of the rough edges. And that's on the bigger consciousness level. So And we do have Thanksgiving coming up this week, and all the family drama and all that kind of stuff that is entering our fields. And so there's a lot of factors that we're maybe not taking into account. So let's any oh, anyone else want to comment on anything?
This is Laurie again. I just want to say one more thing. I'm having this experience of, I don't know, maybe integrating a little bit more the idea of not looking through a lens, materialistic 3D lens, all the old programming. I like that means potentially everything. Like, I know you have said, you're gonna kind of figure something out and then it's gonna change again and don't become attached. And but just in this moment, something's dropping in. And like I am having an experience in my life right now where I've had I've had the potential for some space, and that's good. And it always seems like, yes, slow down, what is going to support my nervous system to calm. And something kind of got thrown into the mix that is not that in terms of my experience in the external world, but maybe that's okay. Maybe there's something within that is changing enough that I don't have to like panic that, oh no, I don't know if this is making any sense at all.
Keep going.
Okay, like I mean, it literally just has happened in the last few minutes where it's like this thought that I just need to be present with what's happening. Like the fear that I need to control things, that I should be able to control things and make sure that I have these situations where my nervous system can heal and calm, and I don't have always that control, but I can, like what you just said, feel my feet and feel Mother Earth below and within and around me, and that can be in a moment. And so what I'm feeling right now is, I mean, everything we've been talking about, but pay attention. Just pay attention to what's happening and what. I don't know. There's still some unknown here, but I appreciate being able to put at least some words to this. I hope it made a little bit of sense.
It's important. Did anyone do the exercise of grounding 100 times a day for 1 second? Anyone try that? I did say that in this class, right?
Sarah, this is Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with that regularly throughout my day, and it's not perfect, and that's okay. But it certainly has brought that practice to the forefront, which I'm grateful for.
Great. So you're starting to be able to interrupt that hamster wheel feeling.
Yes. It feels so good, and it does. Then things open up in a different way. Like I'm guided, or things slow down to the pace of life, which feels good, and I come to things from a different perspective. It does. It trickles over into everything.
Great. Anyone else try it?
This is Carolyn,
Mm-hmm.
and yes, I've been practicing that, and what I notice is it's easier, and as she said, it feels great, and it's becoming more of a common energy feeling. Like I'm just resonating with it more and more, like instantaneously.
Excellent. So, are you recovering from whatever you were going through?
I keep having a lot of waves of new stuff coming. So, yeah, I'm in the boat, man. I'm doing it.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else try it? Okay. A good thing to try. The real challenge is to do it around all your family. Try that this week. Okay, so we'll go a little bit over, but we'll gather the energies here a little. They're already beautifully flowing in the circle. I don't know if you can tell that, but they are happening and they're flowing beautifully, and that harmony is permeating the circle and our beings. So it's a matter of just shifting the attention to noticing what's going on with the greater consciousness. And it might be very easy to feel your seat right now. It feels like everyone can be there and can feel your feet. There's a beautiful toroidal field going on and surrounding the whole circle, a golden Merkaba surrounding us, breaking us up into our breaking up the 3D hold and allowing us to expand into the multidimensional self that we are. Sometimes I feel like a disco ball, like with all these mirrors and lights and different little angles all around me, and that's what the dodecahedron and icosahedron, that lead into the Merkaba feel like. Here we go. And we are joined by the illuminated beings who are gracing our circle with their presence right now. They're holding us and loving us. They're raising our consciousness to meet theirs. And again, do not see this through the linear vision. Allow yourself to feel. If you feel more relaxed, more open, your body releases, it means you are feeling it. There's a very strong presence of luminosity here and illuminated consciousness. We're not ending quite yet because we are in the presence of an illuminated being so precious and so connected to Source that we need to stay with this for a little bit longer. So our little ceremony allowed a very profound experience to impact the planetary consciousness now. The being that was here, we might call Melchizedek, the teacher of teachers, beyond Christ, Buddha, the illuminated souls, and being together, this allowed with our participation and this presence, the disintegration of the net of limited consciousness to be lifted off the planet and off of our group here. So, in classical or traditional spirituality, that conditioning and the frequency of the of humanity is seen as like it's like a fishing net, like a net that holds a limited perspective in place. And in the short time we've been in this ceremony, this being was able to come in, and because of the frequency we're holding as a group, was able to do a very profound planetary healing. So imagine a net that was holding in all this limitation being released. Don't try to think about it. Don't try to see how it affects you personally. Just know that on a greater level of consciousness, your being has participated in a very profound planetary healing and shift. And we'll see how you never know what humans are going to do with these kinds of shifts, believe me. And so we'll see what happens this week. And we don't let this go to our heads. It just is what happened. And it's the result of these Monday night sessions being held for years now that have created quite a high frequency. And I thank you for your commitment and participation and for your willing to stick through things thick and thin. This was really like one of the biggest things I've ever participated in, ceremonially. So it may take a while to ripple through your consciousness. So thank you. And have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Any questions or comments right now, or do you want to say what you felt or anything?
I would, and I don't
Oh,
mean to.
hold on, hold on, quieter, quieter. Everyone's in a delicate space, just a little quieter. You were kind of loud. Go ahead.
It's okay. I don't mean to be the one. I feel like I'm
Yeah.
being negative. I'm really just being factual. But for me, I am glad that you shared that because I thought I was just outside the circle because I was in a puddle of tears because it was like I heard so many negative things, and I thought that they were all being directed at me. That makes sense. But I'm thinking now that I was just kind of hearing what was being dissolved from the veil.
Right. There you really came to some clarity, Noel.
Yeah, it was kind of hurtful, but I'm thankful for it. So.
It hurts to hear and see humanity in some of the low states that we're in. And you know how in the four agreements, one of the agreements is you're not supposed to take anything personally. And so the fact that you stuck with that and allowed the clarity to come was huge because you allowed yourself to not take it personal and allowed the true vision of what was happening to show itself to you. And you stuck with it.
Thank you.
It's awful. I mean, it's painful for me every day to just see what I see.
Definitely.
Anyone else? I think it's important to talk these things through. We need practice being able to talk about stuff that's happening.
Tara, can you hear me?
Hi, Sandy.
Well, initially I was just focused on all the discordant, the disharmony of all the soil microbes. And as we continued with the meditation, how there was greater love and I would say coherence and harmony with the soil microbes, and it was just humbling. I have tears in my eyes. So thank you.
Oh,
Thank you.
so did you feel it like the coherence start to come together at that level?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
So
Because I
thank
know you're tuned in there. Yeah. Beautiful. So this light is going to be with you tonight. That doesn't mean it'll be comfortable and perfect, but maybe it will be, and maybe it won't be. I don't know how everyone's takes each thing in, but it will be with you. So let's see what happens this week, and we'll get together next Monday. And we're heading into the solstice already. And just kind of appreciate this little bit of a break right now. It's going to get really strong energy. And so, not bad things, strong energy. Okay. Okay. Thank you, my friends, and many blessings.